It's a mystery. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. Who else is with me this evening?
I'm Cole.
And I'm Ben.
Yes, indeedy.
And that's aha.
This is an aha. So I'm very excited about this. None of the grocery stores like super close to my house were carrying them. And then I walk into one and they had them on. They not only were carrying them, but had them on sale. Buy two, get one free. So I was like, cha-ching. So I finally branched out from trying just blueberry pomegranate that I love. which I did get a case of that. But this one's lime watermelon, which I'm enjoying quite a bit.
That one's very good.
Very good. Also got orange grapefruit, which is good. But the third, definitely third rank of those.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, I specifically got one to try on the podcast tonight.
Nice.
So yeah. The last, I'm going to pass the mic to you guys because y'all have more fun things. But also, fun fact, my wife is at your sister's house today, hanging out in Dubuque. Like right this second.
My sister.
Yeah, and your brother-in-law, who has been on this podcast.
Hey. Oh, that's fun.
Yep. She's in there. She's in town for a little conference that happens at our collegiate campus. And she, nice. he asked her to help out with music.
That's awesome.
So he's
that's
hanging
a
out
fun she's, time.
Yeah, she's hanging out with Raimundo Guerra.
Yeah, I'm sure our listeners don't remember because they weren't on at the time, but she was very excited to see Ray.
She was
the one time he's been on the episode, and she has never been excited to see us.
It's true.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I remember that.
It's like, oh, okay, all right. Yeah.
No bitterness here. Moving on. I'll make sure she listens to this episode in particular.
Yes.
Like, oh, this one's the one you should listen to.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Anyway, so what fun things are in y'all's world today?
Well, I don't have a sister. So, Ben, it was definitely directed towards you. I wanted to say that earlier, but I just didn't have the time.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I pointed at the screen, but y'all don't know who I'm pointing to.
Well,
that's definitely a flaw in this.
I knew Colb didn't have sisters. It was part of the routine, you know?
That was a good one. I love that routine.
So, guess what's happening this weekend?
Ooh.
What's happening this weekend?
The Wilkerson clan is arriving in Fremont, Michigan tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That is fun.
Yes. Yeah, we're super excited. Super pumped.
They come up for Memorial Weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's so cool.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That'll be fun. Haven't seen them in a while. So just get together, hang out. We're not going to do anything crazy. We're just going to maybe swim. We opened the pool, but the water is still like 32 degrees. So
I don't think I knew you had a pool. What?
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like he's talked about it before.
I
do have a pool.
Never heard this. Never, ever. Now, I probably wasn't listening, but.
Oh, I hope it's not me.
Hmm.
But if there's just some connection.
I feel like during our Spy X Family episode where the kid almost drowns, Ben told us a few stories about his poo.
It's a good memory. Nope. Not ringing a bell.
I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna have deniability all the way through this thing.
That can't be right. Jess, will you bring that can of yours a little closer? Because I've had an aha that's... Let me see the picture. I need the picture. Can you rotate
it's
a little bit for
me?
It's
not in a pitcher, it's in a can.
Rotate, keep going. Okay, yeah, that is the one I've had. Very good. Very... Oh, yeah, that's good. Yep.
Glad for that validation. Is that an American Way sparkling water? Is that what you're drinking?
No, it's...
From Walmart?
So we got these at Aldi. They're really good. It's pure aqua. This one's black cherry. Nobody in the family likes it because they all think it tastes like medicine. And I'm like, it's so good.
Ah.
Oh. It's Bella V then.
Well, Aldi is a great place.
It is.
It's one of my almost favorite places to go.
Oh boy.
Yeah. This is going so well.
Sometimes you just roll with the punches, you know? Like Aldi.
They do that. They've had to come over some big adversaries out there.
Yeah.
Like, they're just rolling.
Food Lion and Harris Teeter and Publix.
What are... Okay, I've heard of Publix. What are those other ones?
I was going to keep naming ones. I was like, what are ones they would never know? So Food Lion is where I grew up going shopping. It's kind of like a... What is Food Lion? What Dubuque... or Midwestern grocery store would Food Lion be like? It's more than Fairway, but less than... Oh, I'm trying to think. It's way less than Hy-Vee. It's probably actually on the Fairway level. It's like a Fairway. Yeah.
Like a...
But no. Because like Fairway has a better butcher. Like a 7-Eleven. Better than 7-Eleven. It's just a low-end grocery store. That's what it is. Yeah.
All right,
Harris Teeter is like a Hy-Vee, though. That's a Hy-Vee here.
Harris Teeter?
Yeah.
That's a funny name.
Yeah.
I love that you said that's a funny name with that face. Yes, it is. It is a funny name. I still, out of all those, prefer Publix. Publix is pretty great.
Hmm. Publix over privates.
Touche. Touche. Well, cool. Oh, tonight is rolling today. This is great. Well, did y'all get anything in the mail? I'm just going to start edging closer to that topic.
Whatever do you mean, Chess? What we have gotten in the mail?
What are you talking about?
Boxes, bomb detection devices, not bombs, bomb detection devices.
Whoa, careful.
Yeah, easy.
Chains. Weed eater / chainsaw mix cycle oil.
Huh.
Maybe.
You know, it's funny you say that. It's exactly what I got in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe same here.
Steel brand. STIHL. German steel brand.
Yeah. I hope there's a weed whip in here, not just oil, because it shows me a picture of a weed whip.
I'm sorry. Pause for a second.
A weed whip.
Oh, a weed whip? That's what you call that? I don't know why this is throwing me so much.
is that an unusual name for it?
I've never heard it until just now. This is the point where we're feeding each other's laughter levels, and like it's not that funny, but I'm just laughing because of y'all's laughter. Weed eater or weed whacker is what I've heard.
Yeah,
I've never heard of a weed whip. Cole,
Anthony, you want to help Dad weed whip in the backyard?
I mean, I like it. It makes sense. It sounds very aggressive.
We call it a weed smack over here.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
A weed smack. So it would be a weed smacker then.
Oh yeah, weed smacker. Sorry.
All right. What do you call it in weirdo Illinois?
Oh, weed eater, or a weed whacker. Okay. You're right. I've never heard weed whip either until tonight.
It just got me. I was like, wait a minute. Wait one second. Well, either way, we accept all forms of weed eaters, weed whackers, weed smackers, weed whips here.
Oh, so, Chess, curious. Tell us what these boxes really are.
Yeah, so these boxes are a delayed present from Japan, delayed because of jet lag, couldn't get my act together enough to get to the post office. And then really tried to get that overnight shipping. And gosh darn it, them postal workers don't like anime at all. Wanted to charge me, what did I tell y'all, triple? It was more like quadruple the amount. They said, we will literally charge you quadruple amount and we'll make sure it goes 4 times as slow. So you better choose ground shipping. And I said, okay, yes, ma'am. That was that. So it didn't matter anyway, because even if you'd gotten it overnight, you would have had to wait till tonight to open it. So, yeah. So they are simple but hopefully fun gifts from the country of Japan for you guys to enjoy. And just like Christmas, you weren't allowed to open it until a specific time on the package.
Oh, boy. Oh, there's a time.
No, just tonight.
Oh, I looked. Not that. I just looked at it, too.
Yeah, 10, not that specific.
10:30 p.m.
All right, you can open it. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going first. Oh, are we going together?
All right, Colt, you go first.
What?
You go first. Okay. Walk us through it.
All right, I have my box. I'm about to open it. Here it goes. I'm opening it up.
Oh,
Chess, you're one of those guys that packages with
what?
Garbage, like with Walmart bags. You didn't want to put any bubble wrap in here?
Cheap?
Jeez,
yes, I
crackers.
Am.
Oh my goodness, there's a whole bunch of goodies in here.
Yeah, there is.
Tell us about them.
Okay. First off, I hope you can hear this crackling. It's something. I don't read Japanese, so I don't know what this is. It looks like maybe
I can't
some
even
sort of
see it.
Are these like cookies, rice crackers? There's some sort of snack.
They're like seaweed rice crackers. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have
four
packages of these.
They're savory. They're savory, not sweet.
Oh, so more of a cracker than a cookie.
Oh yeah, not a cookie at all.
Okay,
cracker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And those are the most. That's the most of an item. So if you want to share it with your children, you can share that.
Oh. Wait, the most what of item?
Like that's the most of an item. So like there's four of them. So if you're going to share something, share that.
Oh, most of one. I gotcha. All right. It looks like some Pokemon gummies.
Oh,
this bag is
what?
Humongous. Yeah.
That's awesome.
This is my assumption.
Humongous
though.
For Japan.
I don't know. What for sure they are.
No, those are actually seaweed pickles. No, I'm just kidding. They're gummy.
Oh, everything, gosh. Say, is everything seaweed in here?
And lastly, seaweed.
Yeah. Some actual seaweed. Chess, I appreciate this one. Even though, Ben, I've never seen a single episode of Pokemon before. Did
really?
You know that about me?
I didn't. I knew it wasn't your like show. I didn't think you'd watch a single episode.
I've never seen it.
Wow.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All right. Next, I'm going to. It is a Tokyo Revengers can of some kind. Oh, coffee.
Of coffee. Yeah. So those are the types of cans of coffee.
Wow.
That are all over the place. And that one specifically was advertising for Tokyo Revengers.
Nice.
Yep.
And then it's got Draken right there. And then Takamichi on the other side. I probably won't ever drink this. I'm just going to keep it on my shelf as is.
I didn't intend for you to drink it, actually.
That's beautiful.
Well, then I won't.
Because you don't like coffee.
Well, now he will drink it.
Yeah. And then we got Seaweed Mountain Dew here.
Okay. So the story of the mountain. Yeah, that would be hilarious. It could be. I can't read Japanese. It is really hard to find Mountain Dew over there.
Mm.
Really difficult. Now, once I say that, or once I found it, I found it everywhere. Like once I was hunting for days for a vending machine that sold Mountain Dew. And then like, as soon as I found it, I just noticed it everywhere. I was like, oh, of course, you know, now it doesn't matter. Literally there was one like down the street from our second host home, but the first whole week I was searching for just one, just find one. So I did get you a Mountain Dew that has,
I do enjoy Mountain Dew. And I noticed that it actually says the word mountain on it. It doesn't have the MT period like all other Mountain Dew cans have.
Ooh.
I didn't notice that.
The whole
I don't
word
drink
Mountain
Dew.
Well, I drink more than
that's
I should.
That's huge.
And yeah.
You
that's
can
pretty,
drink that
that's
one
pretty cool.
If you want to.
I'm not going to.
Fair enough.
Not because I don't trust it, but it might be a little shaken up coming all the way from a plane.
Yeah.
And all right. Oh, this thing is just chock full of goodies. Dragon Ball. A manga book.
That is an OG.
Whoa.
OG manga Dragon Ball.
OG.
That's
like
awesome.
First printing?
Yep, is signed by him, the man himself. No, it's
not. Oh, Akira Toriyama.
In his own handwriting.
Yeah.
I actually went to his house and he just gave me a copy.
Yep. In Japanese. Look at that.
It is in Japanese.
Beautiful.
So
that's
I could
so cool.
come home without a Dragon Ball.
Oh, and the receipt's in here too. Thank you.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm really glad it's there. I kind of love that. Yeah, but there's one more. Full Metal manga book.
What?
Volume,
that's the final Full Metal.
Yep, the final one.
That's
the final
one. So cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at this.
Man.
This label here. Is it 110 yen you bought this for?
Yes.
That's it?
Which is that's the equivalent of 1 million US dollars.
Yes, that is exactly correct.
Now, what that's is it. That equivalent? That's like what? $3?
That's like a dollar.
Yeah, that's not that much at all. Wow,
no,
that
it,
is
it
fantastic.
Wow, that's
cool.
Awesome.
And then, I got a little card here. I don't know if I should read that out loud or not.
You can if you want to.
Okay.
I handmade that card.
I might not be able to read it. I'm really bad at this. Proud to be a Karasu. What does that mean?
Crow. Because there's a crow.
Oh, because of Karasuno? Okay, I get it.
Yep. It's themed around
Haikyuu. There you go.
Okay. Proud to be a Karasu.
So that card.
With you.
Go ahead.
Thanks for these years. Fun and friendship and... Getting me into anime. You'll always be my
gritting.
Senpai. Enjoy the goodies. Thanks,
nice.
Jess. No, these are pretty sweet.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that card, we went to a museum, and it was an art museum, and they had little stations to make your own art with like stamps and cool stuff. So I made that one. Ben's package is actually just motor oil. There's nothing from Japan.
Good. Yeah. No, I seriously need oil. So
but
that's
before you go, Ben, I gotta ask, is this normal for Japanese manga to have sleeves on them?
I believe it's probably because it was the final volume.
But Dragon Ball has it. There's a sleeve on this one.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, then no, it's probably normal.
Okay. That is cool.
Yeah. They were pretty cool. I was very happy about that. About those finds.
Well, thanks for spending 110 yen on me.
You're very welcome.
I really appreciate it.
So, Colb, I have to know before I start my process here. It seemed like you built it up perfectly. Did you carefully pick which ones you were presenting, or is that just the order you happen to grab?
Once I got rid of the 15 Walmart bags, I saw what was in there. And I was like, okay, some of this is consumables. I'll do the consumables first. And then I found the other stuff as I went along.
Sounds good.
Without revealing anything, you'll probably be able to figure that out similarly as if you want to.
All right. So I have a box on my lap. And oh, I'm going to open it up.
I am so excited. Let's see what you got.
Oh, it's so funny. I can see like half an inch through this box, and I recognize somebody's hair. That's all I'm going to say.
It's my hair. I put a bunch of my hair clippings in there.
So item number one. Ooh, are these cookies? These are cookies, right?
They're seaweed cookies. That's the most plentiful item if you want to share it with your kids. Just FYI.
Oh, this is the most plentiful item.
Like of one item. Yeah. Yeah.
Seaweed, are they savory cookie, or sweet? Candies.
They're savory.
I believe they're salty. Okay.
Yeah. So y'all probably could have gone at the same time, but I'm okay that y'all went separately.
Pokemon gummies. Check it out.
Wow.
Also seaweed flavored. But you'll notice.
Open them right now.
Pikachu's doing a different face on y'all's.
I'm going to try them on air.
Oh.
I'm going to let you know who is being eaten.
Who is?
Pikachu. Eevee. I don't recognize the other one.
That's all one gummy. Pikachu and Eevee.
Three. They're little bitty. They're little bitty gummies. I'm just going to put a few more in. Okay.
How are they? Are they good?
Well, give me some time here.
As you process your flavor, my Pikachu is laughing with his eyes closed. What's your Pikachu doing?
Yeah, they're different. They're different faces.
Mine's just happy and looking at us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I like mine better.
Oh, those are good gummies. Those are good gummies. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
All right. Here I have a apple sparkling drink.
Yep. I got you a sparkling water instead of a Mountain Dew.
So this is to consume, right?
Yeah, if you'd like
to. This is a decoration. Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. That's kind of cool to just.
It is pretty cool. So you don't have to.
Nice.
I'm just going to put mine on my shelf.
This is a can of Tokyo Revengers. So you probably can see Mikey and Draken. Oh, and there's Takamichi there.
So I was really, 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 really sad when I was buying these because there was only two of them. So I had to settle for a different can, but I did get one for myself. But I settled for getting you two, Mikey and Draken. And I got, how do you say his name, Cole?
Which one? Chifuyu?
Chifuyu and Takamichi. And then my favorite, Draken, is the little dude on the back.
Nice. Why are you asking me
the guy's
name?
I did bring this
home
from work.
You're the one who's seen season two. I have not.
I can't remember names, Cole.
Oh, okay.
Then last,
but certainly not least,
Naruto.
So just like the Mountain Dew, that was so difficult to find.
It was ridiculously difficult. What is it? Is it a toy, a figurine, a box set of the DVDs?
You I will have I will have the opportunity to build Naruto with my bare hands.
Yep. Yep. It is a figurine that you put together yourself.
A model figurine. Nice.
A model figurine.
That is so cool. I will be doing this during the podcast. This is great.
That's all man. I could hope for.
Oh,
you're very welcome.
Do you want me to read my letter too?
Oh, you can.
Oh, please.
It's almost identical, but with a slight twist.
Enjoy the goodies. Oh, so good. So good. I love it.
Yours had a little bit more personalization. It was a little more, you know, caring. Culp's was very generic and boring.
Yeah. This one seems a lot more heartfelt than Culp's was. So I'll keep it to myself.
All right.
Hilarious.
Anyway, so good.
There you go. Those are Jess. Thanks, man. Kiddies.
Thanks a bunch, Jess. Yeah.
I hope they were tailored to y'all's specifications.
I could have gotten anything from Ben's box and would have been pretty happy, even though most of it was the same.
It was mainly the same, and then I tailored the drinks and the big items to you two. That was the thing. And then Gene, I brought home. I didn't bring him a Tokyo Avengers can because he's never watched Tokyo Avengers, but I did bring him a can of black coffee. And I brought him his request was, his was the easiest one to find. He's like, I want a weekly Shonen Jump. And I was like, cool, that's on every corner. Yeah, like that's on every corner store ever. So literally like my first day, I walked into a 7-Eleven and just bought it. However, it's like this thick in Japan. It is so dag thick.
Because they still use newsprint, right? They don't use the glossy magazine paper.
Yep. But it was really cool because his edition that I was able to get had Luffy like front and center. So it was just massive One Piece kind of special edition. That's the exact one he wanted. So because he can see it like on Shonen Jump's app. And he really was hoping that would be the cover. So it was a perfect gift. It's great. He got a few other goodies. But they were pretty similar to y'all's. But yeah. So you got your haiku-themed little post-it card thing. And then Tokyo Avengers. And then you're both reading and manga and putting your figurines together. That'll be it for tonight, folks. We're just going to...
Yes.
Yeah. Have a good night. I'm gonna eat my gummy bears or poke bears.
Poke bears. Yeah. It was fun. It was fun hunting down stuff. Oh, it was a good time.
So good.
That's usually me on the podcast.
I know.
Doing the crinkle crackles of cans and
look at all these little Pokemon.
Are you dumping them out and like licking at them?
Yeah, I am. They're so tiny. Oh, there's even a blue. I think that's a blue Pikachu. All right. Anyways, we're gonna be here all night, and we haven't even talked about. We haven't even talked about Attack on Titan yet.
Oh, I wish. I wish Attack on Titan was getting released. I did see something about that. Just as a random thing, I saw something about that coming about for the fall. There's a website that I found, but it was all in Japanese and I couldn't translate it even with the internet. So boo. Anyway, I'm glad y'all enjoyed your presence. Now we're on to Moriarty.
I'm kind of struggling to see the serving size on the gummies. Everything appears to be in Japanese.
Well, according to Japan, everything is small. So I would say that bag that you have probably is supposed to feed a whole
family,
family reunion, maybe not just family reunion. That would be my guess.
Okay.
Like that bag is huge compared to most candies that I saw in Japan.
Yeah, I'm going to eat all of it tonight.
Yeah. I mean, for an American, it's like, oh, this is a casual snack that I would eat like 10 minutes into my road trip. But yeah, it's a pretty big bag in Japan.
Cool.
Although regardless of if you like them or not, or if your kids like them, those crackers were my favorite snack in Japan.
Oh.
I definitely might have brought some back for like a random person, and then we just kept not being able to get up with them, and then me and Pal might have just eaten them. How terrible is that?
Wow.
You know.
So obviously that level of like, it was kind of like an extra one that was in the bag, and we're like, oh, we could give it to so-and-so as like an afterthought after we were here, and then we just end up eating.
Yeah. Or... we could keep
what are
it
the names
ourselves.
Of that those people?
Oh, I'm yeah, tell say, us.
Just in case they ever listen to our podcast.
Let me guess. There was originally three packages of crackers in each of our box.
No, they were not yours. Yours, I very carefully divided from all the gifts and made sure they did not get mixed by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm. So good. Thanks, man.
Yeah. That was good. All right. It is Moriarty time. We have watched the last three of the OG season of Moriarty. This is it of the original season. And actually, I was looking up Moriarty on the old Wikipedia Britannica, and it turns out there's actually two series of Moriarty. There's the original one, and then there's Moriarty Remains. And evidently, Moriarty Remains is the one that's currently running. So it's possible that this season could be it, and they could do a whole nother type of show, maybe. I don't know how the manga ends is the problem. I don't know how the original manga ends. Hmm. So we'd have to like look at them. I'd have to like skim the manga and see if it lines up with the show. And if it has this ending, then this could be it. And the OVA was truly just like a little bonus. And they might do another one. I don't know. Or they could just kind of fluidly move into a new series. I don't know.
Hmm.
But that cleared up that mystery. So, yeah. We watched three episodes. One episode, turns out, was actually in tune with how the show's gone. Kind of a part two to last week's second episode. And the last two episodes were clearly a two-parter. They were labeled The Final Problem, part one, part two. I'm gonna jump right in. I actually was very excited by the first episode because it fed off of the last episode, which we were kind of bummed about.
Yep.
And it kind of retrofitted it for me. I was like, okay, yep. Okay, it wasn't by itself. I'm much more okay with that episode now because it pretty directly went into this second episode for part two of this episode. And I was very excited about that. I was like, okay, this is a lot more validation for that one-off episode we thought we were getting. So thoughts, concerns, contusions, what was y'all's reactions?
I felt the same exact way. Yeah, so I just say amen.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I guess. Cool. I guess I'm with you.
You guess?
Ooh. Yeah, I guess. I mean,
do you have a differing opinion? Please tell.
Not fully. I don't know if how. We'll talk about it. But mine's
not
more
fully
about
Metal Alchemist.
Mine's more about how the episode unfolds. So if you're just talking about the way it relates to the last episode, yeah, I'm glad they did that. So it wasn't just a
okay.
Like last episode wasn't just a random episode.
How's it unfold?
Yeah, how's it unfold, Cold?
Oh, well, it does unfold. So Milverton, this king of blackmail, he's not giving up on Mary at all. He's like, hey, I still want that treasure. If he can't, you know, provide that treasure, I'm going to do something bad to Mary. Sorry, Johnny boy. I'm paraphrasing heavily, and that might not have been how it went. But anyway, he actually comes straight to 221 Baker Street. Full.
221 Baker Street.
Whatever. 221 B Baker Street. Milverton does. Yep. He confronts them right away in the episode, which I found strange.
He did. He did. Although Sherlock, surely, he did say, right on cue. So he was expecting him.
He was.
He was.
Can we pause for a second? I looked up and in our fruit basket, my daughter has bitten into a cutie and consumed the rind and part of the thing, and there's fruit flies just crawling out of this.
Oh.
And I just saw like a swarm of them. I'm like, what is going on? I thought it was rotten. Nope. My 2-year-old has bitten rind and all. Part of a cutie.
Wow.
Let's continue. It's very distracting. I had to get that on the air. That way it was done for me. Just couldn't contain that. So just like the rottenness of the fruit that we just saw, Milverton.
Right. Bring it back.
Is rotten to the core.
Because he
threatens our people right into their face, right in your face. Yeah, I don't know. I get that, Colb. It is kind of weird. He just kind of, I mean, it's moving the plot along. We only have 3 episodes left, so you can't drag it out. But he does. He's like, I'm going to confront you in your face. Did it make sense to y'all how the episode plays out? He's trying to force their hand to go in a certain direction like that. Can we just blurt out the whole thing? We end up with this scene where our 3 cast of characters of these criminal / geniuses, Milverton, Shirley, Moriarty, they're all in a room together. And he's like, my plan worked perfectly. So he was trying to bring this about. And this is how he chose to do it. So does that make sense to y'all? That he just walked in, confronted Sherlock, and he's like, ha ha, I got you to come to my mansion.
Well, if he wanted Sherlock to go to the mansion, then yeah, I mean, it worked.
It did work. It did work.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It worked. I personally, I don't know how I feel about it. It just seems so blunt and fast that, this is the moment Moriarty and Sherlock see each other face to face for who they really are. And I just don't know if I enjoyed that. That's the way Sherlock got his proof, you know? So were you guys satisfied with that reveal?
That's a good question.
I was.
So.
You were?
Hmm.
Okay.
I was satisfied that he kind of admitted, even in this moment, even though Milverton has said you're the Lord of Crime, and even though there's a lot of circumstantial evidence, I still can't walk away with proof that you're the Lord of Crime, but I know it's you, and I'm glad it's you, but I'm gonna get you. Like it's kind of that, like, I can't do anything in this exact moment because I have no proof. So I did like that. Did I like that it was at Milverton's place and that Sherlock, spoiler, shoots Milverton? I felt like they wrapped up the Milverton timeline storyline, and interestingly. I don't know. It was neither my favorite nor like that was terrible. It's just kind of, it just was like, oh, okay, that's how they did that.
The way I view Milverton is just a tool to keep things going, build up the tension. Like he was not a major part of the story. He was just one villain that showed up later and brought these two together. So for me, the focus isn't on him at all. It's bringing Moriarty and Holmes together. And yeah, what I liked is actually some of the things you said there, Chess. It's like, I knew it was you. I'm glad it's you. Couldn't have been anybody else. He's just so excited. Yeah. I thought he was very excited. Yeah. And he shocked Moriarty. He's like, you didn't think I'd shoot him, did you? And we find out Moriarty definitely did not think he was going to shoot him.
I didn't expect him to kill someone yet.
Right. Right. Now he's going to come kill me.
Yeah. Now he's going to kill me. Now it'll be easier for him to kill me, is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I didn't like Milverton. I didn't like him as a villain. That's unfortunate. Couldn't get to the mute button because I was about to sneeze. I didn't love him as a villain. Like, you know how some villains you like? Like, you're like, okay, that villain is a good villain. I really dislike sleazy villains a lot of the time. They don't make me like them.
Well, why would you want to like a villain?
You like that a villain is doing a good job at his role, but like Milverton is just kind of a, like I would have said, Milverton is a tool, like Alvin was saying, but then just put a period there.
Well, Flock was a tool, but he's great.
I don't like Flock. I don't like Flock.
Which is great. Villain.
Yeah, if a character is bad in a certain way that makes you not like him, then that means it is a good villain because you actually feel the hate that you're supposed to feel for this guy. Not all villains have to be your, you know, your Moriartys or your, like, your Magnetos, you know, like, these villains are cool. We love these villains. Yeah. Like, they've got some good in them. They've got, like, we want our villains to be bad guys.
I'm going to look at my villain list. Now I'm actually curious who I've listed out here.
Ben, you did it. You okay?
Wow. What happened? Went down the wrong pipe there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do have some pretty bad villains in my villain list. So it's not necessarily that. Like, I have Makishima in there from Psycho Pass Cold. He's a second place for my villains.
Hey, Makishima.
Yeah.
So that's a villain that's like, he's trying to bring down all of society and all this stuff. So I don't know. But yeah, I do love the characters that you're talking about, like Twice from My Hero. I love Twice. The conflicted villain.
Right. But you look at, let's go to My Hero. You look at All for One. We don't like this guy, but he's a very good villain because he's so evil in his ways. And
yeah.
Like he's got,
but he's not sleazy. He's not a sleazeball.
So you just don't like sleazy characters. Okay, but yeah, because of this,
I just don't like sleazy villains.
Because of this blackmail, one of the best people in London, the White Knight, you know, Commander Irwin, he lost his whole family and had to give up his life. Like, that's a terrible thing that happened, which makes you want this bad guy to get beat, to lose, which means he's a good villain.
I'm still not. I'm not disagreeing. He's a good villain. I'm just saying I don't like him.
Oh well, good.
I don't like him. I don't like his character.
That's perfect.
Yeah. All right. I think we're all on the same page here. But...
yeah. If anybody says they do like him, there's something wrong.
Right.
We don't like him. So he's great.
Well, he's not going to make my top 10 villain rankings. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, that's fair to say.
That's fair to say.
Yeah, like he's not going to make my top 10 villain rankings. Dobby will. Twice will. Actually, I even have Hanma, the dude with like the mohawk from Tokyo Revengers. He's even the tall, really lanky. He's actually kind of sleazy.
I like so your Dobby you pick, not the other
Dobby
two.
Dobby's on there. really like Dobby. Not the other two.
Twice, yeah. I put in a different category. I don't look at him as a villain.
He's a conflicted person.
He's a misunderstood person.
Yeah. Muzan's on there. I haven't solidified these, so I'm not saying these. Millions Knives. Orochimaru. Legato. Father.
Son. Anyway.
Father, son.
Yeah,
you know who Father is, right? Please.
I Full Metal, I'm guessing.
Yeah, okay. Whew. Yeah. Ben, I almost had a.
I mean, there's moment. Multiple fathers out there, but I assume
it's true.
Full Metal
Father from Full Metal. That's who it was.
Father Abraham.
And just like Father Abraham, he did have a lot of children. Mm-hmm. They were very bad and they destroyed a lot of things in society. But, you know. Anyway, moving on.
Right.
So he dies. Sherlock kills him. And then he walks out of the mansion blazing behind him, and says, "Arrest me. I've killed him. You may take me into prison." And they say, "What?" And John says, "What?" And then they take him into prison. And very next episode, starting the final problem, his brother shows up, Shirley. And he says, not that he's Shirley, he just calls him Shirley. And but don't call me Shirley. And he says, "You've committed the perfect crime. There's no evidence. We can't find Milverton's body. You're free to go," basically. And there's this puzzling moment because John just bursts into this prison cell. And I feel like there would have been somebody there to stop him. Right? Do you feel like that? Do you feel like no, but like, would they have just let him just burst into his best friend's prison cell? There was probably like guards everywhere.
It was a different century. Probably Who knows?
Yeah. Also true.
Let him through. Let him through. He's a best friend of the arrested person.
He's a doctor, everybody. He knows what he's doing.
He's a doctor.
Right. Yeah. Hey. VIP.
VIP. He does. He bursts in, pins Shirley up against the wall and says, "You selfish man. How dare you?" And storms out. Didn't you love my summaries?
Very, very, very close. Yep.
Anyway,
close enough. I think we'll move on.
Yeah, this is what begins the final problem. So really the rest of the big plot comes after this.
I guess I got a question for you guys. As Moriarty's riding away in the carriage from the Milverton Villa, and he's relenting that Sherlock has murdered a person, do you think he's so sad because he knows that Sherlock is coming to get him and it'll be easier to kill him, or that Sherlock is now stained with murder and like his picture of this righteous judge has been sullied? Which do you think you're more leaning towards?
So
no one can see that chest.
Like chest is leaning towards one.
option number two, please.
I mean, he said like that killing someone should be like the hardest thing to overcome, and he did this so soon, and so now killing another person won't be very meaningful. So he does seem saddened that he has crossed that line. I mean, but Chess said earlier, he said the word "yet." So he definitely was anticipating this happening.
Yep.
At some point. So murder was in the future, just not this soon.
Yeah, it wasn't in his plan for tonight, but he had anticipated or planned for Sherlock to murder somebody, and then probably himself, as we see later.
Oh.
Cool.
Also, I was a little bummed by the after credits scene because it was just the first scene of the next episode.
I know.
I wouldn't even have missed anything.
I know. I did miss that after credit scene. And when I went back to watch it, I was like, this is deja vu. This is just the beginning of
one time I didn't even remember Kolb said something. Otherwise, I would have 100% skipped it.
Yeah. Well, it was so short, too. Like, right. Usually you can kind of tell, like, by the length. And I didn't think anything different.
Yeah.
Cole just watches everything to completion.
The only thing it set up a little bit is that, you know, the episode, like, the last episode, it starts with Moriarty in Sherlock's apartment. Like, oh, how did he get there? In that ending credit, Sherlock's by himself. He's let in. So it's not like, oh, why is he there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the true. Only difference. But at the same time, you're right. You wouldn't have missed anything if you didn't watch it.
Oh, when he's playing the violin, that's another difference in the end credits scene. He's playing the violin.
Mm-hmm. He is.
So I'm home alone. My daughter might be crying.
There's no might about it. We can definitely hear that.
Yeah.
You can definitely hear my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be right back.
Me and Ben will take it from here.
Yep. Yep.
So, Ben, what do you want to talk about?
Might be crying.
Yeah.
How did you feel after the episode, the first of the three episodes, that ends? You know that we have a two-parter coming up. What were you feeling good about, like, where we were going? Were you like, I was hoping for more before this final two-parter?
Yeah, I was hoping that this would be, that Milverton would be like the villain to end the whole season on, where Sherlock and Moriarty would come together, and then through that, Sherlock would find out that Moriarty has been the Lord of the Crime this whole time, and then they would take him down. So if that was like the ending scene for the entire series, where Sherlock shoots him, gets carted off to jail, and Moriarty's lamenting that things went down this way, I feel like that would have been a very good ending to a season that has another season coming. But from the way these two episodes end, and Chess talking about the other series or whatever, you know, I guess they had to do it this way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does.
What about you? Reverse the question back to you there, Ben.
Oh, I thought you were playing a joke on Chess.
Oh, no, that's your game. You do it much better than I do.
I really liked the episode.
Okay.
I think partly because of, not saying you didn't like the episode, but Chess, how he described this first one after the last one being a little disappointing, to me, it just really brought everything together. It showed us how important Watson is to him.
We didn't talk about that.
That's why he did it. I mean, that was not in his character to just shoot the guy. And so you're like, okay, what? No, he did that for his friend. He sent Watson away to go get the police to protect him. He did, like, so there were some really cool moments in that regard for me. And I just, I was just loving the whole Moriarty Milverton Holmes back and forth. And then I was just waiting for the turntables, and I really enjoyed it. So when that episode ended, I'm like, okay, all right, we got two solid episodes coming, which overall I did enjoy these. I have a couple critiques, but overall I really liked all of them.
Critiques are welcome. Let's just handle them as like one long episode, because it's essentially one long episode. Colby, you want to give us an outline sketch of what happens so we can string on critiques and like things we liked?
Sure. So the episode starts with Moriarty now doing like blunt murders. They're just in your face. I'm going to come up and stab this aristocrat, instead of the way he's been like cunningly, you know, poetic justice to these guys. I don't know if that's because like, he's in a depression now because of what Sherlock did, or he feels like his time frame has been moved up. Why is he doing it this way now? What do you guys think? Because like the first scene is him just like, I'm gonna murder you, and he goes up and stabs the guy.
I believe it's to become hated, like really hated.
I know, like, but was this the original plan, or was this like we got to expedite this plan? This is how I'm going to do it.
Oh, I think it was the original plan for him, at least.
Well,
I get that sense.
What, you remember when Albert was talking about, you know, this is a change of plans. Is this what he was referring to? Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, it happens right after
Moriarty.
Right after this next murder. He's like, you're doing this a little differently.
Yeah, because Moriarty talks about how like Albert is going to have to suffer through this too. Like, he goes in the court and his name is just being destroyed, and Albert's like, yeah, I'm in. So I think expedited is, I don't think it's because Moriarty got depressed or frustrated, or I think it's just things needed to move forward faster. And I do think the goal was to be hated. 100%.
I could see that.
Okay.
I could see that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I like it. So then, yeah, Mycroft comes to Holmes and says, you're not going to be charged because we didn't find a body. No witnesses to this murder. Yeah. So, nice. Hey, yeah, you're out, buddy. Hey. Perfect crime. Well done. And then immediately after that, a guy runs in and says, the Lord of Crime has declared himself. It's Moriarty, William Moriarty. So not only is he doing these blunt murders, he just outs himself to the newspaper. Like, hey, I'm the Lord of the Crime, everybody. And I think you already said it. His plan is it's going to end with William's death.
Yep.
Yep. We see that.
That's at least William's plan. That was not the brother's plan. William's plan.
And it seems like most of his team is not on board with this plan. Fred isn't liking this.
Not initially. No, Fred. My boy Fred finally had some lines and some dialogue and some moments here.
Yeah, he did. One of my favorite moments.
He was writing on paper.
When he went in before Moriarty did to the house to knock people out so he wouldn't kill them. So Moriarty wouldn't kill them. I was like, that's wonderful. I love that.
Yeah. Is this your doing, Fred?
Yes.
Yeah, I did it. Didn't want you to stop killing people.
It's crazy. Yeah. I didn't think his voice would sound like that.
His voice should have been like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Hey, Moriarty. Funny. Why are you murdering people?
Oh, boy.
Welcome to my clubhouse. Not only is Fred not in like liking this route, Lewis isn't liking it either, and he explains himself in the next episode why he doesn't like it, but he's like, no, this is not what I was envisioning at all. So they're kind of talking to each other. Sherlock, a lot of these are just little things. Sherlock has figured everything out by the second half of this episode. He's sitting in front of his corkboard with all his strings and pictures, and he's like, and then he explains the whole situation. I'm like, I knew he'd get there. We all knew he'd get there at some point. Well done, Sherlock. Yeah. Then the Queen wants Sherlock to stop William Moriarty. He has a meeting with her. That scene is kind of a throwaway scene. And then
at first,
and then he leaves and he's met up with certain people, and those certain people are Lewis and Fred themselves, and they ask him some things.
Clark.
What are those things that they ask him to do for them?
Oh, please stop. Please stop Moriarty.
He was going to try.
I was going to go a different direction.
Stop laughing, Chest. I want to hear what it says.
Well, Mickey, I think he should stop him too.
Is that Lewis?
Yeah, that's Lewis. We got Goofy and Mickey trying to convince Sherlock to...
Oh, gosh. Yeah, to kill Donald.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and you've got Bond in there. She's Minnie Mouse. Perfect. This is great.
Kinda. She's nowhere to be seen in these episodes. They like show shots of her.
Praise the Lord.
And she says nothing.
No, amazing. I'm so glad. I mean, what? No, she's a great character. Yeah, they basically say, hey, we're not on board with this. Can you stop him? And he's like, I'm glad that you guys came, because this actually shows that this is for realsies. And I was always going to stop him. So I got your backs. Peace out, Lords of Crime. I'm not going to arrest you today. I'm going to stop you, other Lord of Crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says. Exactly words.
Yep. It's like the first time. Like, because Fred always has like the same face all the time, and we got to see a lot more of his emotions, and he was sweating, and like, just you can tell he's really nervous, and scared for his friend.
Yeah, that boy's never sweat once. He would run around rooftops. He never sweats.
First time.
First time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherlock's like, you were the old lady that one time.
Yeah.
That way he recognized him as the dressed up as the lady. That was great.
Oh, I think we talked about last time, like how we've still waiting to see Lewis use those knives. Oh, and we got like a split second because it showed like the end half second of the fights between the the mercenaries and Colonel and Lewis. I was like, I wanted to see a little bit more of those fights. I know they weren't the focus, but come on, give us a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Rup, right back.
Right back. You're right. So the next episode starts with Moriarty in the apartment talking to Sherlock. And he asks him, like, hey, this story of Sherlock Holmes and his arch nemesis, can you put it to rest now? Like, can you end this story? And that's basically what he asks. He leaves, and Sherlock asks him that question, why me? Why is this all around me?
Mm-hmm.
Which Moriarty, does he answer or does he not answer?
Nope, he says, time's up.
He doesn't answer, yeah. So, and then from here, it's just like the story needs to end. So all these different characters are doing things to wrap this story up. First, Alfred burns the house down that they were all staying in, the manor.
Intentionally. Which I would say the cinematography of drawing those scenes with like all those meaningful rooms that we've had scenes in, and it's just got the liquor like clearly splayed on it, and you're learning, like, at first I thought it was blood in the first room. I was like, what is going on? But then it was clearly liquor bottles. And so I'm like, oh, they're going to burn the house down. And you're just slow panning through this whole mansion. I was like, this is really good. Cause it's overlapped. It's overlaid with just exposition and stuff. And I just thought it was a good choice. Like a lot of emotion as you're remembering scenes that have happened in these rooms. That was really well done.
I agree.
So anyway, let's just get through everything until the final showdown. So Jack the Ripper gives Sherlock all the evidence for all of the crimes that Moriarty did, like the plans for the boat, like all that stuff. And then, what else is there?
Gives him a note.
Yep, he gives him a note. Moriarty gives his thoughts on Sherlock himself, saying, hey, I consider you like my best friend, man, and I wish the world was different so that we could be best friends together.
Which, this is completely, it was like a really anime moment. Anime moment of like, it's your arch rival, but we're actually in another life, we'd be best friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's that complete, like, I respect you so much, even though we're arch rivals, we really are best friends. And I was like, there it is. that's a trope right there. It's a good one. I'm not saying it's bad, but I saw that and I'm like, yeah, he's gonna call him. Oh, yep, he called him an idiot. There it is.
Yep,
Sherlock does. He's like, you bloody idiot, or something like that.
Yeah, Baga, or whatever that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's one of the few Japanese words I know. But anyway, London is on fire because of this house burning down, and they use that to reunite the common people with the rich people, in a way. The Colonel has a big part in that. If you want to know about that, watch the episode. But then it all kind of gets the moment where there is a showdown between Moriarty and Sherlock on the London Bridge. And this is where the whole episode, the whole series culminates.
Yeah, it's been leading to this.
Yeah.
Leading, so culminating.
So, yeah, the tension is Moriarty wants to die. Everybody else, it seems, wants to save him, including Sherlock.
But not the townspeople.
I shouldn't say everybody else. All of our main characters want to save him. Literally everyone else wants him to die. And yeah, it's this whole tension between, and even the exposition that we start getting from other characters, mainly Lewis, is like, if someone would just acknowledge his existence, like as a person or as a friend, he would continue, Moriarty would continue to want to live. It was kind of the thrust of the emotion put into this scene. And so, yeah, they get into a fight. Moriarty instigates a fight, which is a pretty good fight. Townspeople are looking on. And then he continues on with his plan. Sherlock says some really meaningful things about living and the purpose of living. He's like, he turns over his hand and we get this mirage of blood on it. And he's like, nope, I'm going to do it. And he jumps off. Someone else take it away.
And like any somebody jumping off or walking off a ledge scene, it's not complete without once they're 20 feet off the ledge,
yeah,
the person still is able to reach out and grab them. So Sherlock Holmes catches him. Yep. And then again, you have that engaging moment and then the classic swipe at the other person's hand or cut the rope, yeah, or something. And so Moriarty's falling to his death. And at this point, it's feeling like, for me, it's feeling like, okay, this is how it's going. This is okay.
Yeah.
And Sherlock jumps after him.
Yeah. Sherlock does not did let you, you have that feeling, Ben. He's going to.
I know. Did any of you anticipate this? Because I did not anticipate this.
No, I did not.
For him to jump into? Yeah. No, I did not.
Yeah. So he jumps off and he basically grabs Moriarty and he's like, let's keep living. Because you expect him to say, like, all right, if you're going to die, because he says something about dying. He's like, there's no way you're the only one dying here. Yep. And he says, if you're going to die, plot twist on you, let's keep living together. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what? That doesn't make any sense. But then cut scene and it cuts to everybody rebuilding their lives and everything. And you're like,
the epilogue. Kidoki.
Yep. And the epilogue, classic epilogue stuff. And basically they didn't find William's body. It doesn't say anything about Sherlock, but alludes to the same thing. No Sherlock either.
Well,
that's what I'm guessing.
They don't say anything, or maybe but Sherlock shows up again talking to the queen.
No, I think that's a flashback to the original thing.
I think that
was
so
when,
too.
That was when he's originally in front of the queen.
Oh, that's a flashback?
That's why.
Why would they put a flashback in the flash forward? Oh, whatever.
Because they're saying that was his whole meeting with the queen, was because Moriarty did hit what he did. Sherlock was able to bring reform as well to the House of Lords. He basically said, okay, I'll go catch Moriarty, but the House of Lords, they can't be squashing the House of Commons anymore. You gotta play fair. So they were like, his brother was saying, you guys did actually bring reform because what you did set up Sherlock to be able to make kind of a demand on the House of Lords and the Queen in order to fulfill her request. That was what I walked away with.
That was my...
Because it was the same clothes and everything.
Okay. Yeah, I got that meaning. I just thought that was... Sherlock again was there. My mistake, guys.
Anyway, maybe he did survive and I'm just... missed that, but I thought they both disappeared. And then it shows all the characters rebuilding their lives. The biggest change of which is, sorry, I always forget. What's his brother's name? Mycroft?
Lewis. Wait, whose brother?
Sherlock's brother.
Mycroft.
Mycroft. Minecraft. He initiates Lewis into the Secret Service of the Queen, the people who don't exist. And that's kind of the culminating ending for our main characters, is like everybody else is going about their lives. Even the colonel's like putting a wagon wheel back on in some remote farm, which is hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah, it's just great.
It is great. And Lewis gets inducted as like a Secret Service agent, basically. And it, and there's this like, the Holmes and the Moriarty family are now fully involved with like redeeming themselves because of their sins, which is kind of fun. But that's not the last scene. Oh, we should also say Watson wrote a book. He wrote a book immortalizing Moriarty as a horrible, horrible person for the sake of the legacy of this lie to make the townspeople and the nobility work together. That was a key moment. He had to write, he had to make the tale official, basically. Yeah. So.
Yep.
How's it end? How's the show end?
I think Ben should say how it ends, but before that, so Irene is going to stay a man?
Evidently.
Because she was in her James Bond suit during this whole thing. I'm like, I can't remember why she needed to stay that way. Or if she even does.
Cause she's a... I don't know.
I don't remember either.
Her character does that, and then she's like relegated to the background. That was it.
Yeah, no. That's fine with me. Okay, no, whatever. I guess because of the whole MI6 thing, they needed to keep James Bond in the picture.
Probably.
Okay. Makes sense now. Anyway. All right, go ahead, Ben. How does this season end?
So, brings us to a bar. And a gentleman in a cloak walks up. What does he ask for? Whiskey?
He asked for whiskey.
Scotch.
Like D&D.
It's scotch.
D&D yes, setting scotch. Right now. He's like,
scotch is a whiskey.
What do you think this is? Scotchland? And he says, try this, buddy. And Sherlock, Sherlock takes off his hood kind of right away. And you're like, oh, okay. There's Sherlock Holmes. Because I also was thinking, and I'd have to rewatch it. I was thinking we were under the impression they both died. And okay. So it's like, oh,
most likely that's the case. I was most likely wrong.
Either way, it's like, it's Sherlock. That's great. It's
Sherlock.
Right.
And then
he's in Scotland.
How did they do this? It was like a few moments later, then you see Moriarty's clearly like two seats to the left.
So he says, you're in Switzerland. Try this. Try this other drink. And then he looks at his bag, and it's like a humongous travel bag. And he's like, well, you're clearly not here for no reason. What you chasing a woman, young man? And he's like, I'm looking for my friend. Slaps down the Sherlock Holmes book.
Ah, yes.
And he says the whole line about, I'm looking for a friend that would see a spiral staircase and think of the golden ratio. And he like looks to the left, because we've already panned out, like Ben has said. We've panned out, and we see a golden-haired man in like commoner's clothing. And we're like, oh. That's Moriarty. He's found him. He's playing his cards on the table. And he like looks over with a smirk. And then we see Moriarty's face, hair hiding his eyes, and his mouth quirks up into a smile.
Yep.
And then he says,
that's good. It's good.
Oh, and then the title card plays and says, catch me if you can, Mr. Holmes.
And then that was it.
Yep.
And I'm Ben.
That is the same inflection that you use every time. And I love it.
Purely accidental.
It's great. Every time I listen to the opening scenes. And I'm Ben.
I mean, Culp's consistent on his, too.
He is. We've gotten down to the science at this point. I ramble on for an unknown amount of time, and then y'all jump in with your openers.
I'm Chest. I'm your host, Chest, a.k.a. Chest. Whom else do I have with me? Yep. I'm Colb. And I'm Ben.
Oh, and I'm Moriarty. My name's Fred.
Yep. So there you go. So that's the end of the show.
Yeah.
There's two OVAs that we plan on doing, but we're counting those as kind of bonus material. Oh, they may or may not affect our rankings. We're really subjective with our rankings as far as bonus material. I have a feeling this is all three of us. If something is a really good addition, we'll allow it to like bump up a rating. But if it's really bad, we kind of excuse it. And we're like, hey, we're just going to shove that in the closet. Get it out of here. Like movies and stuff like that.
If it's that bonus stuff where it's like, hey, we're going to take our characters and throw them in this new scenario that doesn't affect the plot at all, then yeah, we're just like, it can be whatever. But like the Mugen Train, that was originally a movie. That advanced the plot.
Right.
And it was fantastic.
And
so that made the show.
It remains to be seen if Jujutsu Kaisen Zero will advance the plot. But it seems like it will. So that one will probably count.
Yeah, because it's a backstory of a character that's most likely coming down the road.
Right. So that one, I think, will also be included in our rankings of the shows. But it's a good example. My Hero, Naruto, Bleach. None of those will ever be included.
Speaking of Mugen Train, so Mugen from Samurai Champloo, loves to kick, like rolling around and doing kicks, and I just love watching that in all of his fight scenes. Sherlock Holmes, in two of his times kicking, did that same type of thing. I was like, I love that. Yeah. I love that. I'm here for it.
Sherlock loves to fight with his feet.
That's all I got.
Also, like a certain cook that I know.
Man, I love that. I love that train that you just brought us from Mugen Train, which is Demon Slayer, and then the character of Mugen from a different show to Sherlock, right back to Sherlock. I loved it. Great, great trail.
Right back.
We got right back to it.
Right back on. Right back on trail. That was like a rabbit trail that went in the correct direction.
Yeah.
So rankings of the show.
Oh yeah.
We gotta rank this thing. Gotta cap off.
Can I give a couple thoughts on the ending there?
Oh, please.
I mean, I'm sure you guys have them too. So overall, I really like these three episodes and really like the show, all that stuff. And we'll get to the overall show. But for me, I did not like Holmes jumping with Moriarty. Just was... It's a little cheesy. It didn't add to me. It didn't add to. I don't know. I thought we were good with the moment Moriarty sliced at his arm, and then it's like he's falling. It's like okay, yeah, we're good there. So I didn't like that. It didn't ruin it for me, but I didn't like the addition of that. And then like yeah, and I don't know how I feel about where they're at currently in their relationship, because I do like the tension that was built and it feels like we lost that. I don't know. I don't know where we stand right now with Moriarty and Holmes. So I'm more curious than I am skeptical or pessimistic. Like I think it'd be good, but I am curious how the relationship's going to look moving forward. Because I like when they're kind of battling each other, even if it's for fun. Like I want them to battle.
Right. They're pitting their wits against each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole friendship arc, because obviously they're making Moriarty into an anti-hero. He's less of a villain, he's more of an anti-hero. So they give him some redemption, and like Sherlock is fully on his side now, and he's all upset that he's going to kill himself, rather than like the goal is... The goal is no longer bringing him to justice. The goal is like saving his friend. So I kind of wish the goal was still to bring him to justice. Like, hey, we're going to throw you in jail and you're going to live out. You should live because we can. You should still live. You shouldn't kill yourself. But it seemed like all the justice stuff went out the window. And he's like, I just want to save my friend. Which I guess is fine if that's where they want to go with it. But... This is going to edge into rankings, but the whole time I watched this show, it's a really solid show that is neither the highest show I've watched and by far not the lowest show I've ever watched. But it just barely doesn't break into that like, whoa, this just wowed me factor. You know what I mean? it's a really solid show that I would recommend to almost anybody. Mm-hmm. Really I really would. I'd recommend it to non-anime fans. I'd be like, start with this guy. Characters you're familiar with, very little anime tropes. There's going to be some stuff you probably don't like as much, but the story is really solid. It's got adult themes in it as far as redemption and vengeance and violence. So I would definitely throw this out as, on the recommendation pile for sure. But like I'm just looking at some of the other shows and trying to compare where it lands even. And I'm just like, it didn't grab me the same way some of these shows did. It didn't wow me the way some of these shows did. It doesn't have the staying power that some of these shows do. It's like a solid show, really solid, holds its own, but it's not like A++ S tier stuff for me.
Yeah.
I've said that. I do know what I'm gonna do.
I liked a lot of what you said there, actually.
I hate to see it.
I hate to say it. Yeah, I have specifically recommended this show to multiple non-anime fans, and I don't do that for a lot of anime. So I think Moriarty was really well done. I really enjoyed the story. I really enjoyed the characters. There were very few episodes, and I think maybe just one or two, that I didn't really enjoy. It was good. It's good from start to finish, but it also did not crack that was awesome.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, the author of this manga, I can't find much on this guy. Like, he hasn't done much other stuff. The only thing I could find is that he did the manga version, because it was a light novel to begin with, of, do you remember the Tom Cruise movie, All You Need Is Kill? Or sorry, no, that's not what it's called in English. Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, you remember that? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's based on manga Jerry slash... Maguire. Isn't that Tom Cruise?
I know.
He's never get out.
My joke didn't land.
That's okay. Edge of Tomorrow, based off of All You Need Is Kill, which is a light novel and manga about repetitively dying. And he did the manga version. So they asked this guy, hey, can you do the manga version of this? He doesn't have his own Wikipedia page. He barely has his own anime Wikipedia pages. So he's just done this for the most part, and it's really well done. I was impressed. I was like, that's pretty good for this to be one of your only works, for it to be this well executed, I would say. So, yeah, it's pretty fun. Good job, man. I can't remember your name. Person?
Cole, what are some of your thoughts?
Oh, I thought you were going to keep on moving without that. Okay. So, Ben, I didn't like how that bridge scene ended either. I actually would have preferred it where they're both standing. Sherlock reaches out like, hey, come on, let's get out of here. And then Moriarty sees his hand. He sees that reflection of the blood on his hand. That's not real blood, but it's in his mind. And then he just drops. And then that's it. Sherlock can reach for him, but not actually grab him. And then that's how this, then we don't know what happened to Moriarty. We don't have that whole, I caught you, even though I was 20 feet away and you were falling backwards. Yeah. depending on if this was the series ending, I can see why they ended it this way, with them meeting in Switzerland and, you know, like, hey, I caught you, like, catch me if you can. I just did at this bar. It's a good kind of, it wraps up well enough, but if there's going to be another season, I agree with you, Ben, we kind of lost that, you know, their witty, their fight is gone now, because they're like best friends. They're best friends now.
Right.
So we lose that.
Yeah.
Which there is no indication that we're going to get a second season. Just FYI.
So as an ending goes, for if this is the series ending, it's not bad. I mean, it ties together well. Everyone's got their future path and they're ready to do that. But if there's a second season, yeah, I just don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
I would say this felt very season ending, and the fact that they did two OVAs as like a, I mean, we're going to watch them, and I'm going to judge if there's going to be more based on these OVAs. If this is like, hey, here's a little bonus Sherlock Holmes catching criminals thing from the past that was happening during the season, you know, that's going to be like, oh, okay, this is just bonus material. But if it's like, oh, this is after, well, then there might be additional content. So, yeah, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we will.
Apple sparkling.
Man, I really want to drink it, but I also just want to keep it exactly how it is.
I know that feeling. That's actually how I feel about my Tokyo Avengers coffee. And I have another, so I have this sitting in my office desk, and then I have just a regular black coffee sitting at my office desk. And every time I see it, I'm like, it's my, cause it's the Boss coffee and it's my favorite brand. And every time I'm just like, I want to drink this so bad.
Ben, I don't know how you could live, like you specifically could live in Japan. Cause like all of these advertisements on these cans, you would just collect all of them, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
You still have the Phantom Menace promo Pepsi product cans, right? Am I correct in saying that?
Sure do.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yes, so like you would see all of your favorite anime shows on cans, on whatever. And you'd be like, well, I guess this is what my house decor will be from now on. Just wall to wall cans of advertisements.
We got a spot for that.
Yeah. And I'm right there with you. I love this stuff.
Yeah. Hilarious. Hilarious. I was very sad because I saw on Crunchyroll an ad, and now I know to look for these things. So there's I think it's a different coffee brand, but same sort of thing. For Father's Day, I just missed it, but for Father's Day, a coffee brand is partnering with SpyX Family, and they're doing, this sounds disgusting, but it's on brand with the show. They're doing a peanut flavored coffee,
nice.
But it's all characters from like SpyX Family, and it looks like really cool cans. So you've got like three different Anya faces, and then Bond, Lloyd, and Yor. And I was like, oh, man, that just sucks, because I could have bought a peanut flavored coffee can that I would have let sit on my desk too, but I missed it. So same, I'm in the same boat. Mm. If we move there, it's going to suck, because my wife's going to be like, you have to throw that away.
Why am I not picturing who Bond is? Oh, the dog. The dog.
The dog, yeah.
The dog.
We got a little Bond figurine, actually. I bought it in a little like gotcha ball thing for Issa. Nice. We bought a Spikes one, and Bond was there, and he's like asleep, and he's like curled up and laying there. It's pretty fun. She also wanted a Frozen one, so we got a Frozen little figurine too. It's pretty good. It was I can't remember his name. What's the guy's name? The blonde haired guy's name in Frozen. Do y'all know?
Kristoff.
Kristoff is Kristoff.
Oh, that Frozen?
Goes well.
Gross.
Yeah, like the Disney Frozen. what did you think? What other Frozens are there?
I was working it through my mind, like a Frozen Bond. Like, is he stuck in ice or something? No. Like, I was thinking, I was still on SpyX Family.
Kristoff from Frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
No.
Speaking of Frozen, have you unfrozen the ranking systems? I had nowhere to go with that. Where does Moriarty rank for you?
Gross. I'll go first. Out of 78 shows, Moriarty the Patriot is at number 17. Number 17.
Oh, wow.
It is under Erased, but above Yu Yu Hakusho.
You must not have updated.
I don't put them up in there because I don't want you guys to see them. I feel like I talk about this every time.
I did. I looked for it.
Yeah, I know you're going to look for it. That's why I don't do it. So I write it down in my notes and I say, this is where it's going to be. So rank 17. which is in my black category, which is a really good show. My highest category. Top tier for me.
That is your highest category.
Nice. That's good to hear.
Thanks.
Yep. I can go next.
Oh, sorry.
How dare you? It is in my second highest category, which basically just means it's not a 10. Like, the show has to be like a 10 or a 9.5 for it to be in my top category for me. And so it's Blue, Near Perfect, Nitpicks at Worst. And it's at the bottom of the blue, though. Out of 68, it's 23, right below Chainsaw Man and right above Hell's Paradise, both of which are very recent shows. Just had a little bit of nitpicks with it. Again, very solid show. It's like an 8.5 for me out of 10. It didn't blow me out of the water, but it was far from bad. Far from bad. Very good show. Blue is really good. It made it into Blue. It solidly made it into Blue. So, just saying. Parasites in Green, just for some comparison.
So, but you like this one better than My Hero Academia?
Yes, I dropped My Hero Academia from four. Yeah, I forgot. I did drop it. I did drop it down from four down to 68. Yep, 68 is My Hero Academia.
Yeah. Yeah, so back where it was originally. Okay.
Back where it was. It's in red. Red, which is complete subjective failure. Yeah. Anyway, Ben, where's it land for you?
Man, I'm looking at my list and I feel like I need to go through it again. But
Tough one to rate.
Well, not so much that. I'm looking at like my middle pack and I'm just like, I need to rethink this. But I can at least speak to where I have it now, which is at 16 out of 34 shows, which is funny because comparatively I have it ranked the lowest or close to. Yeah. And I thought I enjoyed it the most, but it sounds like you guys enjoyed it a lot too, which is good to hear. So for me, it is just a really good show. I just really liked it. I think the thing that prevented it from getting higher is just more of the emotional stuff. I'm an emotional guy, and if a show pulls in the heartstrings, that's huge. So that was missing for the most part. There were a few touching moments, and then there wasn't like a. Even though I loved the characters, I didn't have a character. And having a character is huge for me. So yeah, it's right below Jujutsu Kaisen. One thing that did change is it went from Baby Blue to Blue. And if you guys remember Baby Blue means it could crack the top 10. So yeah. Moriarty, I have accepted, will not crack the top 10, which is okay. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still need to watch Vinland Saga season 2 because that probably will move up for me.
Depends on what you like. That's Chester, true. What are you talking about?
I do know what he's talking about. For me, it would go up.
Yeah.
But for other people, it would probably go down.
I feel like, yeah, I thought that would be most people, what it would go down after season 2.
I'm not going to say anything about content. The pace of the show slows down.
Yeah, that's fine. Because if anything, sometimes first season, it was just too much for me. Just like and ongoing slaughter.
None of the characters are the same. Everybody's dead. So that also is different.
Let's see. I am sad that, I mean... The way season 1 ended was...
I'm just kidding, Cole.
Fantastic.
Cole's like, wait a minute.
But one of the guys that... Oh, no, I'm just ignoring you.
Were you a huge Askeladd fan?
By the end, yes.
Oh, okay. So him dying probably had a big deal in the face.
Yeah. So now the fact that he's not going to be in the story moving forward, that stinks to me.
I'll say this: he his character definitely, like, you know, lives on through.
Still has influence.
Yeah. Let's go with characters. That. Yeah. So you'll still see him around, but not, he's obviously not alive.
He's not a character.
Kind of like Ben Kenobi. You know Ben Kenobi?
Yeah, kind of like
he's Ben dead.
Strongman. I do.
Yeah. He's dead by the end of the first movie, but, you know, he's still around.
Oh, so he becomes a.
Yeah.
He's a Force ghost.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Love
but
to hear that.
He's the retrofitted, not old Darth Vader Force ghost. He's the retrofitted episode 3.
Mm. Very Force true. Very ghost. True. All right, Ben, finish your thought there.
My rant. I don't know if I'm just looking at my rankings overall. Oh, my like
Han shot first.
My top 13, 14, 15, I'm good. 16 to like 24, I feel like I just need to review, revamp.
That's okay. I don't know.
It's tough.
I mean, it's leading the pack, 16 out of 20 out of the 24 that you mentioned, so.
Yeah. It was. I went back and forth on Trigun because I know I've shared before. Trigun to me, slow start, great ending. Moriarty, just like consistent the whole way through. So which one to me does that?
Right.
So
see,
those are.
See, Trigun would win it for me because of the characters. Because there are characters in Trigun that I'm like, yep, they're gonna be in my top characters list. Moriarty, solid cast, but no like heavy hitting. This is my man.
Yeah.
Characters. So,
yeah. I think if I was the same fan of Vash the Stampede as you two are, I think Trigun would be much higher for me. I don't dislike Vash, but I'm not
what
like,
the heck, man?
Vash is my guy. You know?
I love Vash.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck is wrong with you, but. Anywho, we've been rolling along here. This was a good run. This is a good show.
Rolling.
This is a good show. I'm glad
this
we...
was a great show.
Like I've said before, I was really sad every time we hit a delay watching the show because I really want to keep watching it. So it's like, oh, man, we're not going to record on Moriarty tonight. Oh, have to wait to watch the next ones. Yeah, it's mainly my fault. I was gone to out of the country for 2 weeks, but whatever. So we will continue on with Moriarty for one more week for some bonus content that we didn't even know was going to exist until February of 23. And then after that, we're moving on to a new show, which will be very exciting. Very exciting, folks. Very exciting.
Very Alrighty. Exciting. And I want to say thank you to the fans for listening to us open up packages for 30 minutes. And you got to see none of it.
We basically did an unboxing with no video, so.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking by and listening all the way through.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. All of you loyal listeners all over the world. Anyway, it's been a blast. We'll see you next week. And that's going to be it for tonight's Three Dads Talking About Anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys start having kids?
Dads.
And so become fathers and each have kids. Separately. Went on each didn't play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime. Three dads talking about anime.